This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. You know what? You could have been doing a lot of things the day after Memorial Day. I don't know what you did. I don't know if you barbecued. I don't know if you hung out with family, friends, enemies, you name it. But I'm just glad you're here. I know there's a young lady by the name of Karen who listens to the program. She's going to say, Kevin, your voice doesn't sound right. It isn't. It isn't right. Had a little bit of a bug. But you know what? Ain't going to get me down. No big deal. I'm okay. I know you're used to the smooth-sounding Kevin here, and I can fake that from time to time. But when I get to talking too fast, yeah, my voice is a little bit under the weather. But I'm okay. Hey, what do we want to talk about? You know what I want to talk about? I've talked about the race. I've talked about my families. I've talked my family during, you know, the weekend, long weekend. Talked about my uncle dying during the week, and then his funeral being Friday. And I tied all that together with liberalism, and I hope you'll go back and check out the earlier parts of the broadcast at KJRadio.com. And the reason why I bring all this up is because it was a good lesson in liberalism to go through all that and to understand the dynamics of my family, mostly liberals, finding out that there is a hardcore conservative like myself, and my cousin Jennifer would have never known it. So that was kind of an interesting discovery. My nephew, who now got just, he's going to be dancing on at the Lion King, traveling with the show, doing New York and Vegas, but then also traveling around the world with the Lion King. What an experience that's going to be for him. He's a young gay guy, and he, you know, we were talking about politics, and I watched his mind open. It was mind blowing. And his younger brother, who was sort of in middle of the road guy, but leaned left because, you know, he's caught up in the blackness of the Obamas, and talking to them about real issues and seeing that they wanted to learn. And you know what's really interesting talking to people that are not very educated in politics is you understand why they get the ideas they get. And how you can make them sort of come to terms with, I didn't realize I was wrong in this. It was mind-blowing, eye-opening, and I loved it. And I hope you got that chance to educate and talk to people. Because let me tell you, I don't know how many of them will no longer vote for a leftist, but there's a couple of them that went, I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm so glad to hear that or feel that. I can't verify that, but I want to feel that way. I didn't get into the discussion I'm about to have with you about Queen Melania. In case you haven't noticed, First Lady Melania Trump is hot. Now, it's funny. One of the people I was talking to over the weekend in Indianapolis was like, I just don't see anything about it. And I went, oh, you're lying. I immediately told her she was a lady. I went, you're lying. I go, you're just jealous. No, and I go, okay, so let me ask you this. What do you think about Michelle Obama? Well, she, and I go, Michelle Obama, in comparison to Melania Trump, is not hot. Now, you may get a small sliver of people that go, well, she kind of my type. Yeah, fine. I'm talking about, you put Melania's picture and Michelle Obama, put their figures, I'm talking full body, put them in swimsuits, and let the population vote, and Melania wins, hands down, 80-20 if I'm being generous. 80-20 if I'm being generous. We know it. It's going to be 97-3. Okay? Because there are people that just like unattractive, big, ugly black women. That's just why. Look, don't be mad at me. I'm not denigrating Michelle Obama. I'm telling you what she is. She's made up. You can try to make her attractive. You can say she's attractive. You could dump Melania in mud and she'll come out looking like a Barbie doll. This is it. Don't be mad, liberals. I don't care. Be mad at me. The left pretended to fawn over Michelle Obama. They pretended. Folks, we know the deal. Fake news media can't make up for Michelle Obama's lack of true style. She walks like a lurch. There's nothing feminine about her. You don't hang around her and go, wow, she's the picture of femininity. She's more dude, honestly, than Barack Obama. And I'm not being mean. There are many of you out there, you may be laughing. You know, maybe, Kevin, man, you, oh, Kevin, you make me laugh, brother. Okay, laugh. But it's not like I'm lying. It's not like I'm trying to do some stand-up. It's just the truth. Michelle Obama, if one of my kids brought home a chick that looked like Michelle Obama, I'm like, man, when did you start dating dudes? Come on now. I didn't raise you that way. I'll accept him. But I'm just saying, come on. Okay, Dad, it's not a dude. It's my girlfriend. Oh, geez. Shake her hand. Ow! Don't shake my hand so hard. Lurch. I'm just saying. I would be disappointed if one of my boys brought home a dude. Whether, I'm just saying, a girl that looked like Michelle Obama, I would go. I'd pull him aside and say, son, come on. She got money? Family got money? What? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing? You can't. Are you going to put daddy in a nice house? Because if you ain't going to put daddy in a nice house, don't marry her. Don't marry this dude, okay? That's what I would say. Melania, folks, has style oozing from every part of her beautiful body. But she has something that Michelle Obama just doesn't have. Don't be mad at me. She does. It's called class. It's a five-letter word. For leftists, it's a way to get money. They say, go to class, get that education, finger quotes. But for us, it means style. Melania has style. Leftists hate them when you talk about this. Because, you know, one of the things that they really hate about Donald Trump is that Donald Trump, number one, well, now, let me just say, there's a lot of other things they hate. But let's just focus on the first ladies. They hate that Donald Trump's wife is hotter and more classy than Michelle Obama. See, that was their new measurement. That was the new measuring stick. Look at Michelle. Oh, my gosh. She's so awesome. Look at her. She wore a Black Widow's shirt, a skirt, rather, dress, to win the first time he won. I looked at it and went, what is she planning on doing? Biting this dude and killing him? I mean, check your life insurance, Barack, because Michelle is wearing a Black Widow dress. And it got worse from there. Worse dresser? Worse style? You would think they would have sent her to refining school and finished her off so she could be a representative first lady. Don't be mad at me for telling you the truth about the former first lady. I don't care. Me personally, I don't care who Barack Obama marries. I did not elect, I mean, I didn't vote for him either, but I didn't vote for the first lady any more than I voted for Trump. If Trump had brought a chicken head, I would have said, well, that's his wife, Rosie O'Donnell. If he likes her, I like her. But he didn't. He brought a classy woman to the White House. Whew. And y'all know it. Leftists know it. And you should be rubbing it in their faces. Don't let them try to make you, oh, Melania, she thinks she's this or that. No, she don't think it. She knows it. And we're going to talk more about this when I get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're having some fun. Y'all having fun? My producers seem to be having a good... I don't judge this show based on my producers. They're millennials. They, you know, young guys. We need a... You know, by the way, we need a young millennial girl... just to balance things out a little bit, keep us honest in some areas. I'd love to get a female point of view that's on the team, you know? All the guys, Howard Stern started with Robin, right? But I'm saying you look at Glenn Beck's got Stu and somebody else. They're dudes. I've been there. I've seen them. They're guys, Pat and Stu. And I know that there are people that do, they'll have the weather, the girl that does traffic or whatever, and she'll chime in on this program. One of my friends, Jamie, has a, what's her name? Oh, geez, pretty blonde. But anyway, she chimes in, Denise, from time to time. But, you know, I'm talking about be part of the show. I'm going to have a young millennial girl school us on the ways of feminism and all these different things so we guys can learn. I want to share that with my audience. From, you know, I'm an OG. I'm now becoming what's called an original gangster. I'm old enough now to where I can no longer be a millennial. Or I'm certainly not a baby boomer. But I'm just saying, I'm somewhere caught in this vortex of something, and I want some youngsters to come straighten us out. Because, see, right now I'm hammering the former first. I'm not really hammering the former first lady. I'm just telling you the truth about her. People don't want to tell you the truth. That's up to them. I'm going to tell you the truth about the former first lady. See, her lack of class wasn't from trying. She eventually tried. We 8 years we tried to refine her. And class can be learned. Don't mistake it. And eventually, Michelle acquired a smidgen, to use Obama's term. A smidgen, because he says there's not a smidgen of, a smidgen of controversy in his, or whatever. He didn't say controversy, scandal, right? Not a smidgen. But see, let me tell you about class. Melania, I don't know when she acquired it, where, how long she's had it. She appears to be born with it. And I'm going to tell you, there are people who are very smooth through birth. They come out and they're just like, where are my clothes? And you're like, did he speak? Yeah. Where are my clothes, Kevin? And he goes and he looks in his closet and goes, these clothes are unacceptable. I'm going to need new clothes. I'll pick them out myself. I'll go on the internet, the World Wide Web. I will make my selections and I would appreciate it if you would handle the payment. And you're like, who is this little dude that's carrying my name? You know? And he's not bossing you around. He's just telling you, you know, this is what you'll need to do for me in order for me to function properly in society, Kev. This is what we need to do, Father. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thank you for birthing me as well. Now I'm off to get some tea. He's just classy. You know what I mean? Look at that. The French First Lady glanced. Oh, did you see this? She gushed at Melania. Did you see these pictures? We posted them on our website. She's looking at her like, girl, now you did. And Melania's standing there smiling, going, yeah. Like, oh, yes, yeah, sister. I did. This is me. It was something to see, seriously. That you can see from that one picture how the world views Melania Trump. They view her like a queen. And I'm going to be the first on the record. I'm anointing Melania, Queen Melania. You know why I'm doing it? Before I answer that question, I want you to do this as well. When we refer to Melania, we call her Queen Melania. Because compared to the other heads of state, the wives of the heads of state, she looked like a queen. She looks like a queen. Most of the women, if you saw the picture that they took of her, they didn't even bother to look at the camera. They were too embarrassed. It was like, we cannot look at the camera because Melania, Queen Melania, is look. And Melania was staring straight at the camera with this pretty smile. Yes, I'm Queen Melania. Kevin Jackson has made it so. Now, I can read her mind. That's what she was saying. Don't be looking at me. Don't be looking at me laughing when you know I'm not kidding you. It was like the queen had entered. That's right. But I'm telling you, I'm doing this because now I'm going to get back to that. I'm doing this. I'm calling her Queen Melania because I want to piss off the left. If you had said, let's call Michelle Queen Michelle, people would have laughed at you. I mean, even leftists would have been laughing. You know what I mean? They would have been like, oh, Lord, come on now. We can't make Michelle no queen. Black Camelot, fine. Y'all want to give her Black Camelot? That's still watered down Camelot. But we ain't making her no queen. White folks would have, white leftists would have drawn the line. Okay, white privilege be doggone. We're not making Michelle Obama a queen. They would have had a cabal. They would have met. It would have been a group of people, the Bilderbergs, the whoever's, and they would have said, all heck to the no. We are not making Michelle a queen. Now, Melania is now queen. I have anointed her as such. And in fact, we may do something to make it official. We may make a cup or something that makes her a queen. But so, Melania visited Belgium's Queen Mathilde at the Royal Castle of Laeken, where she was in a black lace gown for the first part of the evening, and she slayed him, man. I mean, she looked stunning, glamorous, whatever you want to call it. She was amazing. And so, Turkish lady, first lady, Emine Ergun, or whatever they are, Ergun, I forget how they pronounce the name, but it's like Ergun. She kind of has this sideway glance at Melania, but I already told you what the French woman did. She was like, dang! Brigitte Macron is her name. She wore the same that later on they had another photo shoot. Melania had switched into a different outfit. And Brigitte Macron, the French first lady, had on the same outfit. And she could not help but give that look. I was telling you, she was like, girl, look at you. Shoot, up in here. Anyway, I didn't check on this. I'm going to tell you up front. But I'm betting the press didn't say jack about Melania's visit in terms of the couture and the style and the way she was received, because to do so means they would have to recognize Melania's class. And see, the problem with that is this. Inevitably, this would lead to the obvious comparisons between Queen Melania and Michelle. See, Michelle gets no... They will be calling her Michelle Obama. Former First Lady is as much as she gets from now on. But let me tell you, as I was looking at those outfits, it reminded me of Sophie Thiolette, who said she wouldn't design a dress for Melania. And I wrote this at the time. How will Melania handle the loss of Michelle Obama's fashion designer? Can you believe that fashion designer, finger quotes, Sophie Thiolette considers not designing dresses for Melania Trump a slam? Talk about a preemptive strike. As if Melania Trump would hire that hack to dress her. Has this chick actually seen the crap wardrobe she made for Michelle Obama? One of the perks of becoming first lady is not to look like one of the homeless. That's what I wrote. Melania looked phenomenal. Thiolette is a French-born designer who grew to prominence by designing, dressing current First Lady or at the time on a number of occasions, always looking like crap. For Melania to use Michelle's designer would have been a huge mistake. That lady just wanted to get her name in lights. Well, good for her. But let me tell you, Melania Trump, Queen Melania rocked it. And we will refer to her as Queen Melania.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely. quickly and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Feel free to keep it pretty loose.
Loose, no problem.
Okay, great. And let's go for one.
When I think about why I'm doing this, I think about my mother.
Dorothy.
I know. I know my mother's name. When I think about why I'm doing this, I think about my mother. Does my hair look real? I'm not some alien doing my best imitation of a human being so that I can become the first alien president. When I think about why I'm doing this, I think about my mother, Dorothy.
Okay, Mrs. Clinton, we can actually see you reading off your hand.
When I think about why I'm doing this, I think about my mother, Dorothy. So, does everyone here love Holiday? I enjoy Holiday. Whenever I can, Holiday.
Okay, guys, we're going to take 5.
Cool. Matthew?
Oh, my goodness. Hillary Clinton should have just stayed out of the news. She should... I don't get it, folks. I don't get... Welcome back, by the way. It's Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. I don't get it. Like I said, she's a boxer that's got, that just cannot leave the ring. You know, got her butt whooped. But still thinks she can fight. Now she's back in the news. I'm going to start a pack that's going to go against Donald Trump. And I'm going to go back in. I'm going to declare for 2020. Look, I'm going to make you guys a bet. And look, we don't know when people are going to be. It's God's will as to when people die. Unless you commit suicide. Then I guess it's your will. But I don't think Hillary Clinton will be around in 2020. I just don't. I think Hillary Clinton has had a stressful life to such a degree that she, it's, we saw it in the campaign, and now we're, I think that she's back. It's going to manifest itself even more. It's when she finally gets a chance to truly enjoy her life. She's been a product of this so overwhelming want to be a player, a mover and a shaker, that it's destroyed her life. And now that she's at a point where they've got the money they need, they've got homes, they've got, you know, their daughter and the grandbaby. I think Chelsea may be pregnant again. She's got it all. She's gonna wake up one morning and go, I'm just telling you, this is the sad part about sometimes how life works. At the moment you should start enjoying everything, it's ripped away. And it forces you to compartmentalize what life should have meant to you along the way. Folks, this is not just something for Hillary Clinton. This is something for us all, what I'm talking about. This is something where we should be understanding that we can't get so wrapped up in all of this that we forget our own happiness and the things that really matter. Now, that being said, much of what we do that matters is our posterity, our progeny. We're saying, I'm doing this for my kids. I'm doing this for my grandkids and my great grandkids. That's why we do this. And we, you know, we've given up so much. I can certainly speak for myself, and I know I speak for many of you because I know who you are. Many of you volunteer. You work with me on many projects. But we have to balance it. And I'll be honest, I'm looking for that balance right now in my organization. I'm not going to spend whatever time I have left completely absorbed in leftism. It would be a miserable life. We're going to share the responsibility because you know what? If we all take on a little bit of it, it's more palatable. But back to Hillary Clinton, known for fits, right? Ask Bill Clinton, ask any of the Secret Service people that have worked for her. I have two very good friends who worked for the Clintons on Secret Service. One worked actually both of them worked for Bill, but occasionally they got assigned to Hillary, and it was not good. She's famous for throwing tantrums, but she's become more famous for these other fits, these fits that are her coughing fits. They are part of the reason why Hillary Clinton isn't president. You know, we've evaluated all the different aspects. They blamed it on men. They blamed it on disgruntled voters. They blamed it on black voters not coming out in droves. They hardly ever blamed it on Hillary Clinton. But I'll tell you this. If Hillary Clinton had been the picture of health, she might be president. If she hadn't almost, when she noodled that day, and Secret Service had to keep her from planting her face into the side panel of what, you know, like getting on the, what do they call it, the door jam of that SUV, Hillary Clinton might have become president. Donald Trump accused her of having no stamina. A campaign said they were canceling events and stuff because she couldn't keep the pace of Donald Trump. Had she had stamina, had she not gotten the finger quotes flu that they said she had, who knows? We don't talk about it. But it's rearing its head again because she did the commencement address at Wellesley, where she went apparently to school for a bit, and she broke into another one of her famous coughing fits. Now, me personally, I told you guys, I watched that movie Devil's Advocate where the dude took the voodoo doll and he says, well, this guy's going to testify to this. And he says, don't you worry, I'll take care of him. He won't testify to that. And he had a little voodoo doll. Delroy Lindo played the role and he kept choking dude, you know, with the dude voodoo doll, and the guy couldn't talk. And the judge dismissed the case. So I look at it as God's way of saying to Hillary Clinton, stop lying. She gets up there, and Donald, and she gets into a fit, and she can't finish her sentences. Because God's saying, stop talking about Donald Trump. I got Donald Trump on a mission. And I'm not going to let you talk any more smack about him, or else I'm going to smite thee. It's not smote, that's past tense. I'll smite thee. And he smites her down. Smoots her down. Whatever. He witch slaps her. I cleaned it up for you. There were plenty of speculation, folks, during the campaign as to why Hillary Clinton continually had these coughing fits. I pulled a video of a montage of coughing fits. It's crazy. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. If I was on the radio having coughing fits like that every day, I would tell you guys, look, I got to go to the hospital. I have to figure out why I'm coughing this much. Hillary Clinton coughs. It's crazy. They said she was tired. I said earlier, Trump said she had no energy, which she didn't. But theories that persisted were even more ominous. People speculated she was ill. Certainly her actions at Wellesley are going to fuel that speculation even more. And I looked it up. I went, there was a website, it's called the American Mirror, and they chronicled Hillary Clinton's many coughing fits, and it started July 25th, 2016, during a speech at the Jewish Federation of Greater Des Moines. Hillary suffered a coughing fit, and she immediately grabbed a glass of water, and she pulled out a cough drop. Hillary asked someone else speak to the crowd while she was trying to get the coughing under control. All these videos are posted. We posted them on our website so you could see them. February 16th, not even a month later, Hillary was giving a speech to the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in New York. New York, New York. She suffered one of her most severe coughing fits to date. By the way, folks, these were happening prior. We just started in 2016. April. Oh, by the way, that speech had to be stopped. She grabbed for water and a cough drop. Her voice dramatically deepened, and she continued coughing throughout the speech even afterwards. Go check out the video. Don't believe me. That was February 16th, 2016. April 4th, 2016. Hillary was doing an interview on the radio. She stopped. She began drinking water when she realized a coughing fit was coming on. After she coughed a couple times, she said it was due to allergies. Allergy season is what she blamed it on. She also said, my voice is failing, before coughing again. And her coughing, it didn't stop after she started an interview. It went on. May the 5th, that this is a month after that, during a campaign rally in California, Hillary went into another coughing fit. The speech was interrupted from beginning to end with the coughing. On June the 4th, less than a month later, Hillary was listening during a roundtable discussion when she began hacking uncontrollably. She motioned for an aide and drank about half a glass of water to soothe her throat. Keep in mind, Hillary's not like out there just going crazy on the campaign trail. You're barely seeing her. Then, on August 31st, Hillary was speaking to the American Legion when she appeared to be fighting back a cough by chewing on what was a cough drop that looked to be lodged in her mouth. Then she could be actually heard biting down on the cough drop. You could hear it in the speech. September the 5th, not even a week later, folks, she suffered a massive coughing fit during a campaign event in Cleveland. These fits, folks, they haven't gone away. And they're not going to go away. Hillary's sick. She should ride off into the sunset, but she won't. The elixir of power is so big that she won't even enjoy her grandchildren and spend that ill-gotten booty they got from the Clinton Foundation.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm just not the protective type. I'm going to be honest with you. Let's say we're together in the mall, me and you, beautiful, and somebody slapped the hell out of you. You probably should have ducked. You probably should have ducked. Cause that's just... That actually happened to me. I was walking to the mall, holding hands, my lady, a big dude, like 6'5", snapped on the butt, said, "This is a fine trip." Pow! She said, "You better do something." I said, "You better learn how to take a compliment, because I'm not getting whooped for you at all."
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I saw this story. It's kind of funny, because, you know, I've got a problem with the Republicans. I've got a problem with people who have allowed the left to take all the good work that they've done and who make that work essentially, it's vanished. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the notion. I mean, I'll give you an example. I was talking to a leftist over the weekend in Indianapolis, and she tells me that, you know, she's a fiscal conservative and a social liberal. And I go, "What are you socially liberal on?" And she's like, you know, I said, gay marriage? Yeah. I said, I'm socially liberal on gay marriage if that's the case. I said, the fact of the matter is I don't have a care, and I don't have a dog in the fight on gay marriage. Gays cannot be married. They can be together. I don't even care. But they cannot be married. I'm socially accepting of gays and gay marriage. I don't care what you, if you measure by sexuality, it's a stupid yardstick, but measure all you want. I think it's stupid, but do it. But what I won't let you guys do is act like you're the only people that care about gays. And then, you know, she can get into, well, you've got a faction that doesn't like gays. Really? So do you. You've got the KKK. You've got all kinds of people that don't like gays. You've got Muslims. You got a lot of people that don't like gays. So they think they own. We care about people. We care about their charity and their good. No, you don't. You care less about those people than we do. And folks, I could go on. Abortion. We care more about black babies than black people. I'm just saying, as conservatives, we care more. We care more about children than any liberal on the planet. And I could give you 15 other things that we care more about than they don't care. They pretend to care. We care about the poor. Okay, if you care about the poor, why do you want to raise the minimum wage? People on fixed incomes get hit with that. Okay? If you care about the poor or the elderly, why are you raising minimum wage? They're on fixed incomes. Why do you care? You know, if you care so much, why are you doing that? If you care about people that live in dire straits, why do you make their neighborhood so unsafe? If you care about the education of kids, why are the ones who need the most education getting in at the worst schools? I could go on.
I'm a social conservative because I believe in white privilege and that it's terrible and we need to have classes against it.
Yeah, well, give up yours. I would love to see one of these sanctimonious leftists give up their income, give up their car, give up their job. They do nothing. They're all lip service. They're all talk. And so the Republicans have essentially given the moral high ground to the leftists because we never fight them. We don't fight them on any of these issues. I will debate any of these suckers anytime, anywhere, in academia, on their radio shows, on their TV shows, and I will prove to you that we are by far the most socially liberal, if you want to call it that, of anybody. We'll go bring on some pastor that goes, hey, people cannot be married. Fine, bring on that. I'll guarantee you the overwhelming conservatives don't give a crap about your gaiety any more than they give a crap about what job you decide you want to work. Half the jobs in the world, I think, are gay. I can't do them. Designer. I can't be a designer. I can't design jack. It's so gay, you know, but I respect it. I call them in. Hey, can you help me? So what do you care? Big deal. Anyway, eighth graders were on a traditional end of the year field trip to Washington, D.C. And by chance, students from South Orange Middle School got the rare opportunity to meet with Speaker Paul Ryan. The school's travel group ran into the speaker outside the U.S. Capitol building. This was last Thursday. And during the encounter, over half the students refused to participate in meeting, talking, or taking a picture with Paul Ryan. How pathetic is that? Wow. The Sacramento Bee reports, about half of the roughly 150 students on the trip refused to have their photo taken with Ryan when he briefly joined them outside the Capitol Thursday. Instead, they stood across the street while Ryan posed with their peers. Although little blowback has come their way in the liberal suburb of South Orange, New Jersey, librarian and parent Elissa Malaspina said some of the online comments on news stories about the students' actions have been vitriolic, often focusing on the parents. She said that while politics are a frequent topic of discussion in their household, criticism that she or other parents indoctrinated the kids involved is unfounded. On social media, the speaker gave no hint that he was miffed by the students who refused to be photographed with him. And on Friday, he posted a picture of himself on Instagram giving a fist pump to one of the students in the group that agreed to pose. Now, In today's hypersensitive, politically charged environment, politics is in every aspect of what we do. And for this teacher to pretend that, oh, you know, we didn't have anything to do with it, is just a lie. Maybe you didn't yourselves, but your industry certainly did. It's not just a picture, Matthew Malaspina, a student, said. Matthew said he couldn't go through with it. He says it didn't matter that Paul Ryan is Speaker of the House of Representatives or that he's third in line to be president. Didn't matter. Now, the librarian and parent, Alyssa Malaspina, if you wondered the name of why this kid, Matthew, has the same name, it's because it's her kid. And what he said was, when he and his classmates from South Orange Middle School had the chance to take the picture, they watched because, he says, it's being associated with a person who puts his party before his country. That's what this kid said. The students were on a field trip to Washington. Matthew found out the night before, and he said this, I'm not going to do it. That's what he texted his mother, the librarian. The point was, I don't want to be associated with him and the policies that he stands for. Unbelievable. Now, where do you think he got this? You think he's really... I mean, he may very well be following politics, but where did he get this information? Where did he get this idea that, you know what? I'm not going to do anything with this guy. He's not worth my time in doing this. You think he just came on it naturally? You think he came on it honestly? You'd be crazy to believe that, and I know you don't. Social media fired back. They said this, perfect example of liberal parents brainwashing and indoctrinating the youth that are too young to know better. Liberalism is a mental illness. These kids get this nonsense from their parents. I told you guys a story of my friend Colleen, who wouldn't date a black guy. We're great friends. I never knew this. I was trying to hook her up with a friend of mine, a black guy. She, you know, Kevin, can you find me a good man? I said, I got a great guy, you know, but one of my best friends. Oh, no, I can't date him. He's black. What? And it was the brouhaha that her neighborhood had made over a black family moving in. That was the only thing she could associate it with. Because no black guy had ever done anything to her. In fact, the crap that she put up from white guys, you would think she would be happy to say, let me try something different. But she didn't. She wasn't happy. Because she remembered that incident. See, these kids are watching their parents. And they're going, if they hate Trump with this level of venom, how can I possibly like him? And then they go to school and the teachers reinforce it. They watch the media. It's reinforced. And so they don't like him. The only thing that the bad news here for the left, continue doing it. Keep doing it, folks. I'm encouraging them to do it. Because let me tell you something. When those people have to backtrack, and they will, those kids are going to wake up to the reality that leftists are liars, leftists are lecherous scoundrels, scurrilous to their core. They will lie to your face in order to get what they want, and it's never about you. This is watching this or hearing about this story, and I saw the graphics that we posted on this, I was appalled. I'm sick of watching these guys get away with this stuff. And I know you are as well. And the way we fight back is we have to get rid of it. We have to upend the education system. That is the only way we win.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.